Ultimate Mercury Retrograde Reading. My name is Eric Francis, an astrologer, the astrologer who will be telling you a little bit about how this Mercury retrograde influences either your solar chart based on your sun sign or your natal chart based on your rising sign. And I would say, first, as a point of beginning, that in the background of the local astrology, the astrology happening now, the current astrology, are a couple of things to keep in mind. The main thing to keep in mind is Pluto in your birth sign. What this long-term transit is about is a complete metamorphosis of who you are. Now, this is particularly challenging because of all of the cardinal signs of the zodiac. Capricorn seems to be the one that depends upon stability the most. But when you're thinking of Capricorn, it's necessary to think of stability in terms of something like geological time, such as the Earth seems like it's always been the way that it is, but those mountains that you're looking at off in the distance got there somehow, and they got there over very long periods of time, and ice ages have come and gone. And so in looking at the course of your own life, it is possible to survey the landscape and mainly focus in on things that appear to have always been there, things that appear to not change. And yet when a transit like Pluto and Capricorn comes along, then all of the things that seem to never change can suddenly be up for grabs, and that can be anywhere from mildly to extremely disconcerting, because basically it subjects to immediate processes of change things that looked like they never ever changed. So you get effects like storms and earthquakes, basically speaking psychologically. Perhaps there are physical metaphors for this, and I would note that this process dates back to 2008, although there was a kind of a test phase that's vitally important to bear in mind between 2001, approximately November of 2001, and the summer of 2005, during which time Chiron was in your sign. And so if you want information about the metamorphosis that you're going through right now with Pluto in your sign, and the radical before and after type changes that very long-term transit represents, it's basically 2008 till 2023. And you can think, well, that's such a long time. How can I notice that? But the thing is that you have definitely experienced changes, noticed them in some ways, described them to yourself, and wondered what they were. Changes that can have this radically transformative effect, at times a pulverizing effect, at times a sensation of change that is so overbearing that you have no idea where it's going to come out, how you even got into the situation, or where you could possibly go. And so this is just the nature of Pluto. But this is compounded by the square that Pluto has taken over the past 3 years from Uranus, which is in your fourth house or fourth solar house, and this too is indicative of tectonic change on that kind of scale, where there would appear to be no solid, stable ground of self, particularly emotionally, where a certain emotional tone in many ways described your life for a great many years, and then suddenly one day that emotional tone completely changed or became what you might think of as totally erratic. That begins sometime in 2010, and it really takes hold in March of 2011, where there were a series of shifts that were very similar to what you were experiencing from Pluto. And then they start working together and do a lot together, and you just may be thinking, where did my life go? Where did that person who I thought I was go? What is it with all of this constant nonstop change, and will it ever change? Will it ever settle down and kind of change back. And I will say there is likely to be no changing back. There's only changing forward at this stage, and orienting on a sense of direction that helps you. The word is orient, and I say that knowing that this is a potentially profoundly disoriented time, where you seem to maybe no less than ever have greater questions than ever, and be aware of and or tuned into the state of the world in a way that you were not. I would encourage you not to resist that, because the astrology that's coming through your chart in the most intimate way is the astrology that is that is kind of wrapping the world around its finger and is looming, lurking behind many of these, unbearable changes in the world, changes which, of course, we will bear, but there is that sensation of not knowing. And the way this Mercury retrograde intersects with your chart, there is the potential for exactly that feeling, only the astrology, most of it, is more local. The astrology is, it involves closer in, fast moving planets than, for example, Pluto, though there is one exception to that. Well, there's a couple of exceptions. But in terms of this particular season of your year, the thing that is calling forth the particular feeling tone of the time you're in involves exclusively fast-moving local planets, Mercury, Mars, the Sun, and a bunch of interesting asteroids, which are stirring up something that is deeper, which are making you aware of a deeper condition. And the way I would sum that up is a profound need for mental clarity. There is an intuitive thing about Capricorn that's often not acknowledged about Capricorn. It just does not really make it into the astrology books in any description of Capricorn that I've ever read, that there is a kind of creative, verging on clairvoyant mental quality that you have. That, however, if undisciplined, can be can range from basically being squandered or useless to toxic and destructive. And that's pretty much where you stand. Now, the necessity for discipline of your mental abilities, all of your mental abilities, the ability to reason, the ability to speak, the ability to work effectively within time, the ability to communicate and to write, the ability to exist in harmony with the technological environment, something that may not be easy for you. All of those are called into focus right now. All of those are reaching what you might think of as a kind of a peak of energy, verging on a crisis of confusion. And so given the present circumstances, first of all, over the next 5 weeks or so, it would be very helpful if you focus the issue of focus. And the potential kind of pitfall of focusing the issue of focus is coming to terms with how little focus you may have, or how challenging it is to have focus. And you may not want to just say, oh wow, I am confused. And who knows, you might not be. You may be taking this astrology in exactly the opposite way that it appears, and could, sink down several levels and be seen as a kind of a psychological mashup that is requiring a contemplative approach on the one hand, and then what I would call a gentle, disciplined approach on the other hand. But what it is not, I think, going to be supported by is just saying, well, I don't really need to do anything, because the truth is that the time is moving, the world is moving and changing, you are moving and changing rapidly, and you need to develop the the mental and psychological and to a certain extent spiritual, by which I would say psychic, that's not fully attributable to the realm of logic, ability to work within time and space and necessities in a non-linear way, but to also have that not be pure anarchy, so that you don't do well with anarchy anyway. However, there's a lot of influence pressing on you that is kind of all about anarchy in a way, because Uranus Pluto can seem like it's about anarchy, and that's been going on for a while, and the world seems to descend a little bit deeper into anarchy every day. And the fact of living a life where you don't know what the changes will bring, and you may be searching for direction that is in many ways impossible to find, given that you don't know what form the changes are going to take, requires a different concept of direction. It requires a whole different idea of what direction means and how you would process certain things mentally. And what I'm suggesting here is that you need an approach that is somewhat loose and intuitive, but that also applies a conscious measure of self-discipline. And this is very difficult for many people. It is true that we are all right now experiencing a kind of vertigo from existence in the digital realm. Gemini has a lot to say about the digital realm, and this retrograde is in Gemini for you. It is in your sixth solar or whole sign house, so it is a sixth house thing, and the sixth house is about one of the two main houses about your mind, and in particular, how you apply your mind to your work. So one thing that it's fair to say is that your work environment may be confusing you right now, and you may feel like you are unable to keep up with the many changes that are happening, and there may seem to be no rhyme or reason. This, in turn, connects to your third house, another house of mental function, in particular, emphasis less on tasks and more on communication, language, cognitive abilities. And you have Pisces on this house, and so there is a kind of a loose logic of this house that you have that is at once inspiring of great depth and allows you to go to a great depth, but it can make it difficult to keep things basic, clear, and simple. And so there is that potential tension between that. Now, this region of your chart, Pisces, your third house, the house that's about writing, communication, and one of the two main houses about your interaction with technology, is loaded with planets now. And your sixth house, your other house about communication, technology, mental processes, and work, applied communications, is also churning, and the two are meeting. The result may be some form of either very radical confusion where you feel groundless, you feel like there's no ground to stand on. Combine that with Pluto in your sign, and you really may feel like the caterpillar in the chrysalis about to melt and become a butterfly. But the previous conceptions of language, of logic, of thought, of communication that you have don't work. And if you adapted to previous conditions by being reductionist and linear, that is the opposite direction from which things are going now, because the need, the necessity being described by your chart and also by the prevailing conditions in the workplace, digital conditions which have seeped into every last aspect of life, right down to water faucets, which are digital, using electric eyes and toilet bowls that flush themselves, on and on and on. Everything is automated and self-cooking, and you know, you press a button and your groceries can appear at your doorstep, and Amazon's trying to have them delivered by drone, is going to a multi-level kind of logic. And you may feel like when you venture into that, that there is nothing there. There is no strictly linear, purely logical cause and effect. Oh, now I understand it. Oh, now I don't understand it. It's almost as if understanding and not understanding arrive as separate part or like opposite parts, like yin yang of the same thing. There's the not understanding and the understanding, and there is no amount of linear logic that could be applied to your mind or your environment that would satisfy this somewhat churned up chaotic state. There's something else. There's another level to go to. And I would say that the first and most important thing to recognize is the holistic principle, the concept of synergy, the concept of biophilia, all of which basically say the same thing, that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, and that the more you can step back and look at the whole system and its functioning, the more clearly you will be able to see the part that you are able to play in that whole system and the part that you are called upon to play in that whole system, since clearly something is going on with you, since all of this astrology, whether we're talking about long-term or short-term, is focused on getting you to align with a certain degree of mental acumen that gives you the ability to surf and navigate and move through the layers of this very different mental and technological and communications environment than we have ever lived in. Now, the thing I would remind you is that if you think of this, if you contemplate the scale and the scope of these changes, which are vast, there are, that I know of, no books that really have addressed this squarely. I've hardly ever seen a coherent idea about the profound dimension shifts going on with the onslaught of this tidal wave of digital technology and the way that it is completely shifting our self-concept. And what I think it's vital for you to recognize is that the digital environment is shifting your self-concept. It is going to shift your self-concept. But more than that, because this began so long ago, really this revolution, you know, starts to take hold around 1990, really, that values and attitudes and self-concepts have long since changed. Now, the support you have for embracing change as a way of life is Pluto in your birth sign. There is nothing old that will fully withstand these changes. There are certainly things that you can preserve. There are things that will be retrieved. But to retrieve something traditional in an age of rapid, accelerated, exponential change is very different than clinging to an old, outmoded concept. And so retrieval is a very important thing. And it would appear that as part of your addressing the chaos that you are facing, and from the look of your chart, you are very much fully in the gust of that chaos as it manifests for anyone in the immediate day-to-day, work-a-day world. All of this new, a complete chaos is coming right at you. And as a Capricorn, you are someone who likes grounding, who needs a measure of stability, and who needs a measure of respect for the way things were and some respect for the way things are. This is particularly challenging, but Pluto showed up in your sign a long time ago. It was the first to arrive out of all of these outer planet changes, and it is the harbinger of the real change, not of change in any technology, not in the change of any communication style, but a complete simultaneous restructuring of all of society and restructuring of yourself. And nothing that was endures this change, though the concept of retrieval is vital. We can see that happening in many ways. We can see, for example, the intersection of the new and the old, that the newer things get, the more there is a retrieval of things that were old professional activities, old methods, old styles, old careers, things that are relics of the past in some way. But to retrieve them and to bring them into a modern context is an active, creative use of something. It is not about dwelling on the past. So there is no hope at all for dwelling on the past or attempting to maintain what may have worked 5 or 10 or 20 years ago to work for you now. And it would appear that the nature of this Mercury retrograde is a confrontation with that fact of existence, because it is showing up in two of the most vivid houses that illustrate the here and now. And so therefore it is something that is being thrust on you with great immediacy, and I would add very likely with a kind of exaggeration, an exaggerated quality, because it is right in your face. It is right in your immediate environment. It is compelling you to do things that you may have never done, that you may have never thought through, and to think in ways you've never thought before. This is not as hard as it seems, as long as you basically unhitch your boat from the dock so that you are free to sail around and paddle around and not keep banging into the dock, or not being like sort of like the tide rising and falling and your boat is sort of hanging there and you have nowhere to go. You need flexibility, mobility, portability. In astrological terms, the thing you need to do is to apply the concept of mutability, certain kinds of signs, particularly the two that are affected by this Mercury retrograde, Gemini and Pisces, two of the mutable signs, which is the ability to change and to be flexible and to change modes very quickly, to be able to go into assertive mode, to be able to go into fixed or stable mode, to be able to go into constant change, creative mode, which is, I believe, the necessity to think in a multidimensional way. Now, this is an idea that can be very confusing. People go, what do you mean a multidimensional way? I mean, if you're sitting at a red light and waiting for the light to turn green, you're probably not thinking about the traffic pattern of the entire city. But what you may notice the pattern of the traffic lights that you keep getting stopped at, and it may occur to you that someone's responsible for planning the pattern of those traffic lights. You may ask yourself, why do I keep having to stop at a traffic light? Why can't they be timed and be green in a way that is synchronized? So even if you go from the level of staring straight ahead or staring at the one stoplight that you're hoping will change soon, to thinking about the traffic pattern of one particular street and how that interacts, that is a kind of a dimension shift. And there are going to be many opportunities as you go through the next 3 or 4 weeks to think in terms of dimension shifts that will help you organize on a new level, will help you simplify what appears to be a very complex set of problems now. And the other part about mutability, and particularly Pisces and whole system thinking, is studying, as the metaphor of the one stoplight versus all the stoplights on that street versus all of the traffic patterns in the entire city, to be thinking about the ways in which every part of the system influences every other part, and that something that is found to work in one seemingly isolated part of a system may be generally applicable to the whole system. And the way that you made that discovery may be applicable to the whole system. So all in all, I'm suggesting that you hang loose, that you observe, and that you think, and that you very gently apply discipline to your situation, and reach for clarity that only you can attain. And remember, when you have those moments of clarity, remember when you make those discoveries, for example, of elements of reality that you see are functioning together as one thing. Remember when you make those discoveries that point to your the way that your mind interrelates with something much larger than itself, and you get an effect, you get a result. Think in terms of every interaction that you're having as being larger than just that one interaction, that it is part of a much vaster pattern that you can take kind of a quantum leap and participate in a whole different way. By the way, a more creative and creatively satisfying way, where you have the feeling that you're actually getting something done. Okay, that is what I have to say to you. If you are Capricorn Sun, please do indeed look up your rising sign. You may find some information about relationships by looking at your opposite sign. For you, that would be the sign Cancer. And there will be a conference call, a talk to me session that happens. Check your email for that. I will notify you in a notice by email, giving about a week notice. I don't think we're going to be able to do this till sometime next week. So it will be in the first week of the retrograde, but check that out. If you're listening to this after that's happened, we'll add the recording of that session to this page, to the page where you are listening. All right. Thank you for tuning in to astrology the way that I'm presenting it. Thanks for being part of Planet Waves. You know where to reach me if you don't. EFC@ericfrancis.com is my personal email address. And I look forward to hearing from you and speaking with you. Till soon, bye for now.